You're listening to SBS News.
The highly sought-after Pfizer vaccine for COVID-19 is an mRNA jab. Currently, doses purchased by the Australian government are manufactured in the United States, Belgium, and Germany. But in a year's time, Australia could have the technology to produce the jab locally. Victoria's acting Premier James Molino says the state government has allocated $50 million to help establish a facility able to manufacture coronavirus vaccines in Melbourne.
It will take at least 12 months to develop this, but we do not know what the future holds. We may well need booster vaccines yearly. We have seen the challenges of global supply. We know the benefits of onshore manufacturing, and we know the benefits of this technology.
The funds will be spent in partnerships with universities and medical manufacturers over the next 2 years. The total cost is expected to run into the hundreds of millions of dollars, and the state government is asking for the Commonwealth to contribute. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says the facility will not only help in the fight against COVID-19.
mRNA technology has shown itself to be effective, fast, safe, and through the relative recent development of the technology, capable of a wide range of developments well beyond vaccinations, treatments in cancer, treatments in rare diseases.
Monash University researcher Professor Colin Poughton says investment in mRNA technology will yield great results.
This commitment will really put Victoria and Australia on the map internationally in this field. It's a new field, it's a platform technology, and there are many, many applications that we can look forward to, and we can build here a centre of excellence for development and manufacturing of mRNA vaccines and medicines.
Queensland Health has responded to media reports that a police officer presented at a Brisbane hospital with blood clots 3 days after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. According to the Nine Network, the man in his 40s worked patrolling the state's quarantine hotels. A spokesperson for Queensland Health says adverse events in relation to all COVID-19 vaccines are reported to the Therapeutic Goods Administration, which then carries out assessments to determine whether there's any clinical link to the vaccination. In Victoria, 3 mass vaccination centres have opened to provide AstraZeneca shots for anyone over 70 with or without bookings as part of Phase 1A and 1B of the national rollout. Lisa Heath, who's in her 70s, pre-booked an appointment to get a jab at one of the hubs this morning.
I phoned up, they answered immediately. I booked and came in here, checked in, and it all went very smoothly. One assumes at some stage COVID will come here, so we're hoping to keep the community healthy.
Victoria's chief health officer received his first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine today in an effort to boost public confidence in the jab, which has been linked to a very rare blood clotting disorder. Professor Brett Sutton, who's aged in his 50s, told the ABC he was excited to receive the jab.
It's a really schmick operation. I think they've had a bit of practice and they're ready to ramp up significantly now. So I hope that people step up. Obviously, it's open to those 70 and above and other eligible individuals. And they're ready to go and they've got the supplies.
Victoria's acting Premier says he looks forward to expanding the rollout further.
We want to maximise the opportunity for older Victorians and older Australians to get vaccinated with AstraZeneca, but at an appropriate time, we need to bring forward the opportunity for 50 to 69-year-olds to get vaccinated as well. So that will be confirmed at National Cabinet on Thursday.
Federal Labor Health spokesman Mark Butler has called for the government to release modelling for new targets for the vaccine rollout.
What Australians need is a clear plan with a clear set of targets and milestones over the course of the coming months that will give them confidence that they will be vaccinated, give Australian business confidence that they can plan their economic recovery with confidence. We haven't seen that. Apparently the modelling has been done by the government, but it's being kept secret.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's pleased to see the number of vaccinations being given each day staying above 60,000. And he's again encouraged people over 70 to get the jab.
and ensure you do that, because if there's a COVID outbreak in Australia, you're in one of those vulnerable groups and you're at great risk from COVID. We saw that with the second wave in Victoria. Over 600 Victorians died.
Encouragingly, New Zealand has recorded no new cases of COVID-19 and the Trans-Tasman travel bubble continues to operate. Yesterday, health authorities announced a fully vaccinated cleaner who serviced planes from high-risk countries at Auckland Airport had caught the virus from an infected passenger. New Zealand's COVID minister, Chris Hipkins, says authorities are yet to determine if the cleaner was infected by airborne transmission or by touching a surface.
We don't yet know how that has happened. So I don't want to say that there has been a failure. There could have been a mistake somewhere in the process, which would be, unfortunate. But at this point, we don't know.
New Zealand's medical officer, Dr. Caroline McElnay, says 25 potential close contacts have been identified.
17 are workplace contacts. The person worked three shifts during their infectious period with a number of colleagues, and officials are working through those lists to determine who is a close contact from their interactions.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she doesn't expect a single case of COVID-19 in a border worker to impact the Trans-Tasman bubble. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.